Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
When it gets hot, alfalfa plants grow more slowly and moisture stress becomes common, even in moist soil. Production of high-quality hay is nearly impossible due to high temperatures, especially when the heat does not subside at night. High nighttime temperatures cause rapid respiration rates in alfalfa, burning off valuable nutrients that plants accumulated during the day. This often produces alfalfa hay with fine stems that contains high protein, but they also have high fiber and low relative feed value. Another problem with excessive heat is how fast alfalfa plants mature. When it is hot, alfalfa may begin to bloom in less than 4 weeks. If you use blooming as a signal to harvest, this early bloom can be misleading. During hot weather, alfalfa plants need more time, not less time, to rebuild nutrient reserves in their roots because they burn off nutrients instead of moving them to the roots when it is hot. So, watch the calendar along with the plant maturity to determine when to cut your alfalfa. Finally, you might adjust the time of day when you cut hay. Some research has shown that cutting hay late in the afternoon produces higher quality hay than cutting in the morning. However, on good drying days, it still may be wiser to cut in the morning. When hay in the windrow stays above 50% moisture, plant cells continue to respire, burning away nutrients. Hay cut late in the day respires all night long, losing yield and quality. On good drying days, plant cells can dry enough to be stabilized before nightfall, therefore reducing respiration losses. Getting high-quality hay is challenging. Both you and the weather must cooperate, and even then, there are no guarantees. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.